Back in the day, you know, I mean, those musicals, that was pop music at the time. That was really where the, top 40 came from. Composers also wrote just for the radio and just for sheet music, but a lot of them, it was for shows. That's where a lot of that came from. So it's hard to say these days exactly what's going on. You have musicals like Book of Mormon, which is pretty amazing. They got a Motown. Motown's a new musical.
Motown's a musical, Dreamgirls.
Yeah, and they're doing like a musical version of Bullets Over Broadway. There's a musical version I sang in one of the workshops of The Bridges of Madison County. That's gorgeous. There's a lot of really cool composers that are writing for the stage these days. And unfortunately, a lot of this stuff is so specific to the play that it doesn't get much exposure as pop tunes.
I was going to take a short detour to the role of Luke Duke. I didn't really know there were Dukes of Hazzard fan conventions like Star Trek conventions.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
That's
It's
a big
a big deal.
deal.
Yeah. I just did one in Texas a couple of months ago, and there was one in Georgia last year, and one in Virginia the year before that. And, like, you'll have like 25,000 people show up for 2 days. It's insane.
I've got your number. I know you inside out. You ain't no Eagle Scout. You're all at sea. Oh, yes, you brag a lot. Wave your own flag a lot.
I've got your number. It's getting good reviews. Please forgive me. Some jazz fans are surprised you went into jazz and that you've actually created really good jazz music.
Well, I'm surrounded by great musicians. That's a key thing. Dave Fink has produced these last two records, and he's a very well-regarded bass player in Manhattan. And what happens is we'll get these charts from really well regarded arrangers, and David will call his friends, and the trumpet players and trombone players and sax players and even the strings, they don't get to play this stuff that much anymore.
Well, you were saying 9 horns and 12 strings.
Yeah, and I mean they walked out of the sessions going, "Wow, that's really what I came to town to do," was that kind of thing, and then they end up in the pit playing Book of Mormon. Which is a great paycheck.
Yeah.
And some interesting music. But this stuff it's kind of a real nod to the Mad Men era and the Rat Pack and that kind of sound. And I think we've copped it, pretty well.
Well, the flip is this ain't no vanity project.
No. I take it seriously, and David takes it seriously when we do vocals. And it's been a learning process for me, but coming from the country world, which was never really that comfortable for me. I grew up more in singing Chicago and BS&T, Tower of Power, mm-hmm. with a horn band I had back in Wisconsin. And so country was always kind of an acquired fit. But then when I started singing the stuff, the American Songbook, and then expanding that, kind of like what Diana Krall does and Diane Reeves and that kind of stuff, where they're throwing in contemporary tunes, giving them a jazz treatment. That's what's interesting to me, and it's really started to really fit.
I guess I'm luckier than some folks. I've known the thrill of loving you.
I actually just had a procedure done on my voice just a few weeks ago. So, for me right now, it's kind of being just a little bit careful. And it's, I'm 62 now, so I can't just jump out of bed and bang it as hard as I used to. But the use of my voice has really started to really meld with the kind of material that we're doing. And then when you get out with an orchestra like what we're going to do at Augustana, or if you get out, just say, with a trio and maybe a good tenor player or something like that, probably half the stuff is just created right there.
Thank you very much.
Hey, man, thanks for having me.
Appreciate
it's a pleasure.
It. Yeah.